My parents bought me a computer for last Christmas. When I woke up on Christmas morning, I could see it under the Christmas tree. It was new, without a scratch on it. The monitor had a huge 19-inch screen. I was so excited that I didn't open the rest of my presents. I just ran into my room so I could set up my new computer. When I opened up the box by scraping off the tape that was holding it together, inside there were seemingly endless amounts of wires that I didn't know what to do with. It would take me a long time to segregate all the wires. My brother must have sensed that I was having problems, because he came into my room to help me. My brother was a senior at university majoring in computer programming. He was an expert on computers. In fact, he served as president of the computer club and even gave some seminars to the community about how to use the internet. My brother seized a fistful of wires from the box and began to secure them to the back of the computer. When he finished, all of the wires looked like a series of veins, with each segment a different color, such as blue and red. He asked me what I wanted to use my computer for, and I told him the full scope of my plans. I wanted to use it to send email, to play computer games, and possibly to seek an online girlfriend. When he heard that, he looked at me with scorn in his eyes. I had never heard this story from my brother, so I asked him what had happened. He said that it was a bizarre sequence of events. He said that he was playing an online game against some person, and my brother lost because his score was much lower than the other person's. The other person asked if my brother wanted to try another gaming session, but he said he was too busy. Then the other person asked if my brother wanted to meet sometime to chat. The person said she was a beautiful girl, and my brother grabbed a scrap of paper and wrote down her phone number. My brother never used much scrutiny when he looked for girlfriends, but even he said that the girl was one of the ugliest he had ever seen.